One of the important halachot with regard to Tefillat Kelim is similar to all mitzvot of Tefillah, and that is that there mustn't be any chatzitza, there mustn't be any interruption or interference between what is being immersed in the mikveh and the water of the mikveh itself. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Kaf Yoradea Seif Yud Gimel says that before immersing a kli in the mikveh, you have to make sure that you've removed any rust or grease which is attached to the kli, so that it won't be a chatzitza. And if a little bit remains, so then it follows the general rules of chatzitza. We say that midah or raita, it's regarded as an interruption and interference. If it's rubo or umakpid, meaning that most of the item is covered and it's something that bothers you. Midrabanan, it's prohibited if it's rubo vein or makpid, most of the item is covered but it doesn't really bother you. Or it's miuto umakpid, or even if it's just a small amount of the kli which is covered, but it does bother you. But if it is miut vein or makpid, just a small amount of the kli which is covered by this interference, and it doesn't really bother you, so then it's not regarded as a chatzitza. However, the Chochmat Adam in Klal Ayin Gimel Seif Yud Dalet says that nevertheless, l'chatchila, even if it's miut vein or makpid, one has to try and get rid of it. It's only if you actually can't get rid of it, then it's not regarded as a chatzitza. So one of the issues which is discussed by the poskim as far as chatzitza is concerned is labels on a kli. Sometimes you'll buy maybe plates or a pan or whatever it is. You go into the shop, you buy kitchenware, tableware, and it's got a label on it. And that label is obviously going to be a chatzitza, because generally speaking, even if you weren't doing Tefillat Kelim, when you get home, you would remove that label, and you don't want it to be there. So it's miut umakpit. It's a small amount of the keli, but it's something which bothers you having it there. You know, it might be the price sticker. You've bought a knife that's £2.99. You obviously don't want the price sticker still on your knife, so it would be a chatzitza. It gets a little bit more complex, though, in two regards. Number one is, what if when you remove the sticker, there's a little bit of gunge or something left, or maybe even a little bit of the sticker left? Sometimes it's very difficult to remove these things. So then it will depend on whether you're makpid or not. If it's something that doesn't really bother you, so let's say you've bought a drinking cup or something like that, and it's on the bottom of the cup, and, you know, it really doesn't bother you, can't see it, and there's a tiny bit of gunge or something there, a little bit of label that you just can't remove, then it's not going to be a chatzitza. If, however, you've bought a glass, a drinking glass, and the label is on the side of the glass, and you've taken off half the label and the other half of it, you know, the top bit of the paper came off, but the bottom sticky bit didn't, and now it looks a mess, that's obviously something that you would be makpid on, and that's going to be a problem. If it's just a small amount that really doesn't bother you, then it wouldn't be a problem. The other question comes up with regard to a label that perhaps you do want to remain on the keli. So sometimes you buy something, you know, particularly crystal glassware, and it's got the manufacturer's label on it, which is a sign of showing that this is, you know, not some cheap imitation, but this is the real thing. And very often you leave these labels on. Is that going to be a problem or not? So it seems that if you genuinely want it to stay there, so then it wouldn't be a chatzitza. If, however, in general, you do remove it, in general, it does bother you, but you forgot to remove it in this case, and you say, oh, well, you know, actually, it's not so terrible, you know, to have it still there, that would be regarded as a chatzitza. A further question that comes up is what about you've got a kettle and it's got lime scale in it. So how is it that you've got a used kettle? So I guess in the old days people would buy a kettle from a nochri. It was only ever used for water, and it's kosher. Maybe they kashered it. But it's got a lot of lime scale there. Or the other case could be chozer b'tshuva, a person had never done tefillat kelim on their kelim, and now they've decided it's time to do so. And and they've got a kettle. Let's say, for the sake of argument, it's a kettle that goes on the stovetop, and it's got limescale inside. It's all encrusted up. So is that regarded as a chatzitza or not? So Poskim suggests that this is not regarded as a chatzitza, based on comments of the Rosh in Masechet Mikvaot, Perek Tet, Mishnah Bet, which is talking there about immersing a kettle which has got coals in it, and the Mishnah says that you have to make sure that the coals are not a chatzitza, preventing the water from coming into contact with the inside of the kettle. But the Rosh says that the shachrurit, the blackened stuff on the outside of the kettle, that's not regarded as a chatzitza. If you think about, you know, sort of an old-fashioned kettle that would have gone on top of the stovetop or the open fire, would have been very black on the outside, crusted up. And the Rosh says actually it's not a chatzitza because nobody worries about it. Everybody cooks with it like that all the time. So the same would be true here also with the kettle, unless you're very makpid to descale your kettle on a weekly basis or maybe even a monthly basis to get rid of any scale. Most people aren't so worried about it, so therefore that actually would not be a chatzitza. Ad kan.